Now, entertain a motion to go back in public session. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Go back in public session. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Back in public session. It's now time for our 10:30 public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for the public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 110 of the Code of Sussex County relating to applications for permits under the interim code for building sewer and water service pipe connections. First, the council will hear a report from Mr. Gary Tung of the Engineering Division of the county. After he gives a short presentation explaining what the intent of this proposed ordinance is, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. After the council has an opportunity to ask questions, then the matter will be opened up for the public. The public can come forward and address this issue. If you do wish to address this issue, please come forward to the podium, give your name and address, and then make your statement. After that, the public hearing will be closed, and the council may decide to act on the matter today or defer to another time. Mr. Tung.
The proposed ordinance was introduced on January the 8th, and really the purpose of it is to give the county some latitude as to how we accept applications for water and sewer connection and disconnection permits. Currently, it calls for the licensed plumber to come to our counter, submit his application. The proposed change would allow the county to accept applications in ways other than in person, mail, electronically. Currently, we're not set up to handle applications electronically. I think that will come in the future, but we are able to do applications by the mail, and we have had requests to do applications via the mail. Last year, we issued 2,500 connections or disconnection permits, and for each one of those, or not for each one, because sometimes they'll come in and pull five or six at a time, but somebody has to come to that counter. So our goal is to cut down on the number of visits that somebody has to make to our counter. Gas is expensive. Another secondary benefit to receiving applications other than in person is that when somebody comes to the counter, it's demand work. We have to deal with them right then. If they submit the applications in the mail, it becomes more programmable. So it gives us a chance to balance out our workload a bit better. The licensed plumbers, most of our licensed plumbers come in with an application that's filled out correctly and completely and accurately. They'll benefit from this proposed ordinance. The ones that don't come in with accurate information will not benefit because we'll require them to come to the counter and submit the application so we can walk them through it like we're doing today. Those folks are in the minority though. At the end of the process, once we've received the applications, once we've completed them, and once we've issued the permit, we'll either mail the application back to the plumber, or in some cases, the plumbers may elect to come in and pick them up themselves. It would be up to them, and we would work that out with them. But that's pretty much the summary. The inspections, there'll be no change on that. They'll be handled in the manner that they've always been handled.
Well, if they were to come in, can get what they need right on the spot there while mm-hmm. we're here?
What's that now?
If they come in, would they be able to get what they need on the spot right then and there at the counter?
You mean as we're doing today?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, right on the spot. But otherwise, it's by mail. And so eventually this will go on to in a digital format, hopefully.
I would see that happening at some point in time, yes.
What's the typical amount of... what were you talking about? What cost-wise, this job? How much would one of these jobs typically cost?
Ours are a flat fee. It's $100 for.
No, I mean the job itself. Are we talking about a very high, a dollar job? Connection is.
Basically depends, on the plumber themselves. It could, we quote if somebody asks us, we tell them, you know, we're not in the plumbing business, but we'll usually tell, you know, $1,200 or $1,500.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
But it depends on, you know, the environment.
Depends on how far the house is from the road.
Yeah.
I know that, but right. I'd ask for a typical average. I'm just looking for that. I just want to know how big of an issue this is. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions from council members? Seeing none. At this point, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Mr. President, I do not see anyone that has indicated they would like to address this issue. So at this point, we can close the public hearing on this ordinance. And if the council wishes, I could read the short title.
Mm-hmm. Close public hearing, close public comment. So I've got a question about that. Yes. Okay, and read short title, please.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 110 of the Code of Sussex County to relating to applications for permits under the interim code for building sewer and water service pipe connections.
I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
As presented.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt the ordinance as presented. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Now, our people really looked at this carefully, and I believe it's a great idea. Anything that facilitates a job and is reasonable. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cole.
I'll vote yes to make things more efficient.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. I guess, Mr. Moore, we need to recess and adjourn at the after the luncheon.
That is correct.
Okay. Entertain a motion to go into recess until 12 noon luncheon with the Sussex Outdoors Board.
I'll make a motion.
Yep, so move.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We'll now stand in recess until 12 o'clock with our luncheon with the Sussex Outdoors Board over at Delaware Community Foundation on the other side of the circle.